You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Restoring Faith broadcast, and I am Dr. Christopher Manuel, pastor of the Smyrna and Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Churches in Alexandria. We desire to present the gospel message of Jesus Christ to a dying world in these final moments of Earth's history. And now, today's broadcast.
Lord, and what did you promise? You promised him that I'm going to serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Paul said this, it's one thing that he must do, forgetting those things which are behind. Stop right there. Paul worked at forgetting the past. He faced what so many of us face today. Failures, shortcomings, the struggle to forget it and move on. That is the greatest struggle of everybody in this room. Trying to forget it and move on. Well, how does a person do this? It's one of the most difficult things in the world to do. And here's the reason why. It's especially difficult if others are not forgiving and willing to let you put your failure behind you.
All right.
What are you talking about? Well, you got people that will bring your past to you. You know, the wrong stuff you did. That you did 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 15 minutes ago. They'll bring stuff to you. You remember when you did this? You remember when you said this? You remember when you walked by, you didn't even speak and it was happy stab? Remember you did that? You don't have a clue when it happened last. Because you keep a connection with Jesus that if you have offended anybody, the Holy Ghost in you will allow you to go back to the person in whom you were offended. Some of us get up here and we make the speech, and I hate to hear people say this. If I offended anybody, yes, you did. And you need to go right back to the person in whom you offended. Do I have any company in here, man, or not? Where not only does the first contrasting perspective of our topic deal with, I ain't gonna look back. But the last one here, remember this is a contrasting sermon, so it's only 2 points. The last contrasting perspective or our topic deals with, I will refer to. And here we go. Here's the turn of the jewel. The latter part of verse 13 of Philippians 3 and all of verse 14. Look what it says. And reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
This is the declaration about the changed life of the believer. Christ is granted access to abide, to lead, and become the Lord of your life. He's been granted access to abide, to lead, and to become Lord of your life. And that validation of faith sounds like, I will refer to. And let me unpack and let's help you understand what that means. I will refer to means having a bearing on and alluding to the things that are ahead. I'm going to refer to this. You have a bearing on and be led to the things that are ahead. It's like putting your, you know, how you do when you go to the ATM, you type in your PIN number. Y'all with me? Y'all, we still go to ATMs, don't we? We just hide all our money in the mattress. No, we don't do it. You go to the ATM because y'all got a bank. How many got a bank? Amen, amen, amen. Have you checked your credit through your bank? Do you know that's free? Why you keep mentioning check your credit? Because you're gonna be in a position to bless somebody.
Yeah,
ain't you minute said people said that in April. You're gonna be in a position to bless somebody. And watch this. God may tell you, I need for you to go to the bank.
Lord,
here we go complaining. Lord, I ain't got that much money. I ain't got that much money, Jesus. I so hope he don't put me in a position to go to the bank. Because your bank people know you. Your creditors know you. Because if you're a faithful, steward, you'll go to the bank. And guess what you can ask for? Anything you want.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that person, that's an imaginary person. No, that person is sitting in the pew.
All right.
Yeah, amen. I ain't got it like that. Yes, you do, because your check comes direct deposit. Amen. No, it don't. I still get my check. I have to sign for my. It comes direct deposit. And I guarantee you, those who have pockets right now, you got a little change. You got some dead presidents in your purse, your pocket, or on your card. Somebody ought to say amen. Yes, you do. Yes, you. If them children ask anything, you be up there talking about, you go right in your pocket, won't you? Go ahead and nod your head. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. So it's like hitting that PIN number. And when it's time to make that withdrawal from the ATM, you go up there and you key the right number in, then it asks you how much money would you like to withdraw, you punch in the amount, and the next thing you see on the screen is access accepted. What does it mean to allow Jesus to become Lord of your life? When life goes to tripping in areas where you need him the most, when you pray in the name of Jesus, access accepted. When Jesus becomes Lord of your life and he leads you in every situation, access accepted. When Jesus becomes Lord of your mouth, there are things you won't say anymore. You know why? Access accepted. When Jesus becomes Lord of your home, there are things that won't go on in there anymore. Do you know why? Access accepted. When Jesus becomes Lord on your job, there are things you're not going to stand around the cooler and talk about. Do you know why? Access accepted. When Jesus becomes Lord of your relationships, your behavior changes. Do you know why? Access accepted. So we have to walk in a new different way. Pastor, you're talking far enough. That's why we're not saying nothing.
Come on.
I understand. When you look at the phrase, I want you to go look at the phrase. The phrase says, when he pressed towards the mark, the phrase to stretch out towards is a figure drawn from the races in which the runner strains toward the goal with body bent forward, hand and foot stretched out. You've seen track and field before when they're trying to break the tape. You've seen that. So to the runner in a race, the only object worthy of attention is the winning post, and so it was with Paul in his spiritual course. He fixed his eyes on the goal of eternal life and an inheritance in the world beyond. So that's what we strive for. Each and every moment of the day, because the enemy is trying to win mastery over your life. Like I said not too long ago, even while you're sleeping, he's still trying to win mastery. But you know what God says? He said, I'm lifting up a banner over my sister. I'm lifting up a banner over my brother. And we must forget the things which are past and reach forth to those things which are before us. And this act involves two parts. How many parts, everybody?
Two
parts. The first thing is, here it is, real easy, forgetting. The second one is reaching forward. Watch this. The past cannot be forgotten without reaching forth to what lies ahead.
Yes, Lord.
The past cannot be, because you can't grab hold to it and look back at the same time, because you'll be turned in a circle. You can't reach forward and look back at the same time, because you're gonna be doing what? Turned in a circle. That's not what God wants you to do. You can't reach for something forward and then lean back at the same time. For us older people, you'll wind up straining your back, hurting yourself. And do I have any company in here? So a person cannot sit around moaning and regretting the past. No. To do so is to be concentrating upon the past. Things of the past are to be forgotten, and the things of the future are to be the focus of the mind.
Yes.
I remember as a young kid looking at the racehorses. Never wanted to be around because it stinks. That's what it was in Texas. Some stuff stinks. We'd be around no cattle. I'm from Texas. Yeah, I didn't like steer and all that. Fat stock show come around February. I didn't like that stuff. It just stink. We had to go because we had the tickets. They give me out free while I went to public school. So I had to go. I'm like, ooh, this stuff stinks. But I watched the horses, Sister Weaver. I watched the horses. And there's one thing that the horse had that we need to use. Blinders.
Yeah.
Blind. You know what? I'm like, why are they wearing blinders? They can see. No, because horses, they start rumbling. If they don't have them on, they start doing like us.
Right.
Looking at everything. You're supposed to be in a race.
Yeah.
You know, they're locked behind that thing before they get out, yeah. Brother Hudson. They walk behind that thing. But if you have your blinders on,
yeah.
You got your mind focused on where you're going. And nothing else and nobody but the jockey can tell you what to do. And I'm so glad that Jesus is the jockey that rides us, because we need blinders today. Too much stuff going on in our communities. Too much stuff going on in our churches. Too much stuff going on in our homes. God said, let me give my people blinders or they're going to die and go to hell. So they need blinders on their eyes so they can see where they're going. Lord, I'm trying to get this thing going so y'all can go. The believer is to zero in on the things at hand and on the things that lie ahead. Do I have any help from Scripture? Yes, we do. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58 and Galatians 6 and verse 9. Talking about keeping your focus. It says, therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast and unmovable. Always what? Abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And my favorite text is this. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we don't pass out. That's the original. That's what it says, if we don't pass out. Here in verse 14 of our text of Philippians 3. Press towards means to pursue or I follow after. The contestant must not be turned aside. Watch this, because we're in a race, right? The contestant must not be turned aside by applause or insult. What does that mean? They're going to talk about you. Just show us you whatever color you is, whatever nationality you may be. They're going to talk about you because you claim in Jesus. Don't be turned aside by applause. Don't be turned aside by insult. Don't get too relaxed. Watch out how you stumble. You got to watch out how many times you stop. You must continually press forward until the goal is gained. And in this text, the goal to be gained is the high calling in Christ Jesus. And that is the main goal. I know you're concerned about crossing the finish line. You know, you're uneasy about how long it took you to get to the finish line. And it's been unsettling on how things have happened and how things have transpired in your life.
Yeah.
We can talk about, you know, how good things are, but there's some stuff that happened to you. Watch this. That you bear emotional scars.
That's right.
There are some things that have happened to you and I.
Yes, sir.
That we've been carrying for a long time. Yes, it's a horrible on how this thing turned out in this race. It's just so upsetting. It's so humiliating that you don't even want to talk about it too much at all. But here's the important thing. You can go ahead, Junior. The important thing is, I want you to play the song, What God Has For Me Is For Me. The important thing is this. That we reach the goal he has established for us. No matter how successful we may be in the eyes of men, we cannot be rewarded unless we take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of us.
Amen.
Let me just encourage somebody today. I know where you are. You got to refer to me, but you ain't going to look back. You've come too far to turn back to your past. For the folks who look at your past and bring your past to you, autograph something for them. Give them a t-shirt. Give them the mug. Yeah, and the pen when you finish autographing. Because the only one who sees the worth in your running the race is the same one that's concerned about you finishing the race more than you winning the race. Did you catch that or did you miss it? Jesus is more concerned about you completing the race than winning the race. What did he say to us in Ecclesiastes? The race is not given to the swift, because you'll wind up catching the tommy hole. We talked about that this morning. You got to be careful, because sometimes in this race, beloved, we're not in the best condition.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with Dr. Christopher Manuel. I pray that today's message made your troubles smaller, your hope greater, and your faith restored. You're invited to join me every first and third Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and on Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church, located on 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. And at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church on every second and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. located on 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on air. Send your correspondence to P.O. Box 3131, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. And join us on every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. on KAYT for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Too much stuff and not enough space. MiniMax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's MiniMax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of MiniMax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO FM.
I am Sheriff William Earl Hilton. I've been privileged to serve the people of Rapides Parish for 24 years as their sheriff, with a total of 50 years in law enforcement. We put a school resource officer in every school in Rapides Parish, and I think that is so important for the mothers and daddies to know that their child is going to a school where it is safe. We've built new substations around the community. We've reopened the substation on Lower Third that was closed during the Wagner administration, which was important for the people in that area. We opened a new substation out in Colleen. Rapides Parish is a great place to live. We try to keep it safe. The narcotics, drugs, opioids are a problem throughout this country. I think Mark Wood, he has the same philosophy that I have. He wants Rapides Parish to be a safe place. He has a plan to make a joint task force to combat the drugs.
I'm Mark Wood, concerned citizen and candidate for sheriff of Rapides Parish. I would like to continue the legacy that Sheriff Hilton has built for our parish. Remember, please go vote. If you want to have a voice in America, please go vote.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are playing the word game on the Wade Hampton Show, KAYT-KQJO-FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We're looking for a Louisiana city that doesn't contain an E in the name. Can you call me? 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. A city in Louisiana that doesn't contain an E in the name of the city. We'll take your birthdays and anniversaries too.
KAYT FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
And still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon. The storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Oh!
He's been often imitated, never quite duplicated. That's Douglas Miller with My Soul is Anchored. Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp. It's 10:25 a.m. Central Time and 11:25 on the East Coast. 67 degrees and cloudy here in the Central City as we go around the state and check our weather. 66 and cloudy in Shreveport. It's Monroe. Partly sunny there at 68 degrees right now. Lake Charles, it's cloudy and 66. And in Natchez, Mississippi, light rain is going on right now. 67 degrees is your current temperature. All right, we're looking for cities in Louisiana that don't contain the letter E in the name. Let's go to the phones and say hello.
Mr. Wade, this is Ruby in Monroe.
Hi, Ruby. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us in the Ham Camp. We're looking for cities in Louisiana that don't contain the letter E in the name.
Cities in Monroe that don't.
No, in Louisiana.
Yes. Sorry. Cities in Louisiana that don't contain the letter E, Winsboro and Tallulah.
Very great. That's a great answer. Great answer, Ruby Johnson. Thank you so much calling all the way from a city that does contain a letter E. That's Monroe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you have a blessed rest of the day, Ruby.
And you too, Mr. Wade. Thank you.
All right. We're still taking your requests and your birthday and dedications and stuff like that. 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Cole McSween's coming up with a brand new song called Love So Real. But first, Todd Galbraith. For My Good. It's on the radio right now in the Ham Camp.
The Wade Hampton Show.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. Yeah. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me, yep. And I thought that it was, yeah. And I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go. For my good. If you believe it, come on, say it loud.